Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, you say something. Let's not make this awkward. You probably won't say a lot, but I will be speaking for quite some time. Cancel your appointments. Turn down all the parties. This is going to be a 24-hour podcast. Unheard of. How could one person waffle on about absolute shit? No, I will be talking to you probably for 24 minutes, but those minutes will be our precious minutes. And there are so many things you could be doing right now. You could be playing Pokemon Go. You could be chasing a wolf into a cave. You could be having fika. That's what you're basically doing. You're having audio fika with Al Pitcher. So this is, I think this will come out January, maybe just the first bit of February. Doesn't matter, does it? It's the January podcast. I said I was going to do one every month, and like a turtle coming out of their shell, I am here. I hope that image that you've got there of the turtle actually coming out of the shell doesn't have my face. You know when they superimpose, I sound like a real granddad, don't I? You know what they can do these days? It's fake news, you know. So the little turtle face. Yeah, you can think of that. Think of whatever you want. This is not an intellectual podcast. This is about I telling ye about my life and about something in my history. I can tell you about today. I haven't had a douche. Yeah, so there's a show business secret. And I only realized this when I sat down now. I don't know if you've ever sat down and just got a whiff, just a wee smell of yourself. You know, I wasn't hunting like an anteater. I wasn't like, I was more like sat down and then I was like, ooh, what's that? And then you realize, yeah, it's you, man. It's you, stinky pinky winky. I'll have to go and sort that out. And I do not think that would be a podcast that many would listen to of me just soaping up my armpits. And it also explains a lot of the movement in the tunnel banner this morning when I kind of sat down. A lot of people moved away. I don't know why, but if they're listening, I apologize. My hygiene is your gene, so I will destroy the smell and increase my odor to a nicer one. How's your life anyway? How is it? How's everything going? Are we happy? Have you broken any New Year's resolutions yet? Did you have any? I'm sounding like I'm on a radio station, aren't I? That I'm actually going to get callers in. But maybe you have to email me. Just email me and ask me stuff about like what you want me to talk about. Because at the moment, I'm staring at an asthma inhaler and a pencil sharpener. So my life is very, very exciting. Although the old pencil sharpener, unless you're an artist, I suppose, or a creative person, architect, do they still use pencils? Who uses a pencil? Who uses a pencil in their lives? Only artists. School children don't use pencils anymore, do they? My son had to do a little Gubin. You might have heard of him. Well, you have if you've listened to this podcast. He's not going to be appearing on this podcast due to a contract issue. He refuses to go on to the podcast unless he gets fed 3 semlas per afternoon by a chimpanzee. Everybody's got to have dreams. No, he's asleep. I really hope he's asleep, or unless he sneaked out the window again. And he's out body surfing. Thing I was going to say to you was, yeah, pencil sharpeners. There's a thing. Very underused things, aren't they? And it's not like you know, every house has like 50 of them. You know, you don't overbuy a pencil sharpener. Maybe how many times in your life have you bought a pencil sharpener? I'm gonna put myself on the line here. I think everybody listening to this podcast, and I mean everybody, have a maximum of 2 pencil sharpeners that they have bought in their lives. Unless they are working in the art world, where you'd have to probably buy more. But if you're not, or if you're working in a shop that sold pencil sharpeners and you had to go to the place that sells you the pencil sharpeners, apart from that, an artist, people maximum, absolute maximum of 2 pencil sharpeners in their life. No one goes to their grave, right? No one's at their coffin and they are chatting. They're not chatting because they're gone, but no one gets up and says, I remember the day when we went and got a pencil sharpener for the 3rd time, and they're like, yeah, it's what she would have wanted. That is what she would have wanted. So basically, there's a little thing. If you want to email me about that, or Facebook me, or send me an instant message, because if I'm not following you on Instagram, it doesn't tell me. But then when I go in, it says like 17 new requests, and it's just people. It's just cool people saying, hey, and I'm up for that. I'm no strange cat. I am down with that. So I hope you've been keeping warm. Anyway, it's been quite a bizarre. I can only talk to the Swedes that are listening. So if you're not Swedish, turn it off. No, if you're not living in Sweden, I can't recognize your weather. Yes, I am currently in a slusk out attitude, where I've had slusk this week. Slusk is, it's the devil's water. And I've been chomping through that like a reindeer trying to learn ballet. So I did that, and now it's all kind of been rainy. It's been a bit of a, this is a Sunday evening, and it's the day, it's actually, it's weird being a comedian sometimes. I'm gonna explain that a bit more, right? It's not always, it's not always fun. I'll say that, right? Because it's, you know, I think people, I've just started back on tour. I did a show in Nyköping, which was absolutely fantastic and fun. And they were kind of, a lot of people came up and they were like, why have you come here? Which is quite a nice little, tourist slogan, I think, for, Nyköping. Like, why have you come here? But I really thought it was a really fun place. So thank you. And then I did Stockholm for 2 nights, Friday and Saturday night. And I think because I live here in Stockholm, there's a lot, it takes a lot out of me. You know, I'm like, feels like a really hometown gig. They were both sold out. If you missed the Stockholm ones, I'm returning. I am returning in April. If you want to look at any of the dates, I'd love to have a website that just had photos of dates, different dates, you know, like the raisins. Okay, move on. I always feel that when I'm doing this, because basically it's just me sitting in a room talking to myself, okay? And hopefully it's recording, because I put it online and hopefully people can hear stuff, or else it's a very insane kind of thing to do. But I did the show, so I'm a bit kind of emotionally drained as well, because I did it on Friday night. It was a payday. It was a payday, the show. And I've never seen so many people need a kiss, need a piss, a wee, a snazzle, a doujou, a rocco. I've never seen so many people need a wazza. People were just getting up and going to the toilets. I thought it was like, at one stage, I thought it was like 15 people that were just moving around. It was like part of a game or something. But it was surreal. And then on Saturday, really fun show. And then I talk like I'm a band. Yeah, me and the band. Talking of bands, I went to Bo Casper's Orchestra. They're good. They're really good. I don't know if the old BKO are listening, but they're shit hot. Yeah, I did not know of. I knew of them, but did not know what of them. And they've got some groovy tunes. I was more into kind of the rockier tunes. But they knocked in a bit of jazz there, which I struggled with. But apart from that, no, they were fantastic. So, they're from, are they from PTO? I think they're from the old. That's why they love the jazz. It just starts like, tff, 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 yeah, 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 tff, tff, yeah, 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 tff, tff, yeah, Bo Casper's Orchestra. Tff, 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 tff. And I've got news as well, because I'm going to be doing a show in Norrköping on May the 5th, I think it is. I think it's May the 5th. May the 5th be with you. I will be singing for the Damkören. They've got an anniversary. I'll be giving you more details about that later on, but they've got an anniversary, and it's my wife's mum that's part of it, and Mordor, and I said that I would, you know, she said, would you be interested in, you know, performing? She doesn't talk like that. Would you be interested in performing? And I said, I think I'd had like three kind of buller at the time, so I was quite joyful and high in spirits, and I said, yeah, why don't I sing a song if it's a music kind of evening? The whole, you know, when that, have you ever seen it in the movies when the record was playing, it just goes, yeah. It was a bit like that for me. It was like, and big zoom in, you know, like Instagram zoom. And I have said yes to singing a song. I when I sing, I sound like a hamster farting in the fog. So it's going to be probably one of the greatest things ever, for all the wrong reasons. And I'm singing one of my heroes, you know, my heroes, You Too, With or Without You. I don't know if you've ever seen me do the song. You won't see me do the song. I'll try my best. But I'm singing With or Without You by You Too. If you've heard me tell the true story, absolute true story of when I met Bono, I put out the little fist bump, and and he wasn't there for that. So then now there's a car outside my house and the back wheels are locked. And he's still driving. Can you hear this? What the fuck? What is going on? No, and then they're trying to reverse. The actual wheels, the wheels are stuck underneath the car. Fey fun! I don't know if you can hear this. This is drama. And this is, what time is this now? It is now 21:44 on a Sunday. Don't freak out. That's just my time. Don't think, shit, I'm listening to this on Thursday. Yes, drama in my neighborhood. So I'm going to be singing With or Without You by U2. And there's a bit in that song when Bono goes, I think that is going to be the moment when a lot of cats around the Norrköping area, if they hear that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They're just going to like freeze up and just start wailing. So if you're in the Oster... Is it Östergötland? Östergötland area? Östergötland. If you're there, come along to that. It will be, I think there's going to be, it's going to be like Live Aid. It's going to be great. I actually went to a show the other day, Disney on Ice, Disney on Slask, be fun. And yes, I'm still a bit worried about this car, you know. I don't really know what's going on. They're now just sort of stopped. It's like they've had a wheel clamp. Now the car door is open, and the person's just like shaking it. You know when you see those the hip hop stars, and they have those cars that kind of jump up and down. You know, big kind of. You have them here as well, don't you? When they drive around, what's that thing when they drive the ragas? Is it runga? The cars, when they're really old cars, and then Swedes seem to have this thing where there's like, it's like really slow drive-by starings that they do. They just drive past with like, they're playing like some, you know, Cotton Eye Joe or something like that. Where do you come from? Where do you go? Where do you come from? Cotton Eye Joe! Who was from Sweden? Bizarrely, Cotton Eye Joe was from Sverige. Here's another one. Jose Gonzalez. He was born in Gothenburg. Fee fun. So, the car still hasn't moved. And I tell you what it's doing. It's doing like, it's kind of moving forward and moving back like some kind of bizarre thrust. Like a man from the 70s dancing in front of a pole. So it's... it's very strange. We do not know what is going on. I say we again because I think I've got three personalities. Went to Disney on Ice, and it was strange. He's giving up on the car. He's walking away from the car. Oh, poor guy. Yes, and the problem is now I'm in the front window. I'm not in the front window. I'm not like. But he can see me, and he's now freaked out. He probably thinks I'm mocking him. Probably thinks I'm doing this live on YouTube, talking about old move forward, move backwards car. So what am I talking about? Disney on Ice. I don't know if I'd say for you to go. If you haven't got kids, if you've got kids, go. But if you haven't, it's a bit weird if you turn up. But yeah, it was bizarre. A lot of money as well. Be fun. Talking of weird gigs, I did a show for funeral directors. You know, people that do funerals. Not they don't direct movies about funerals, but funeral directors. 110 of them. I won't tell you the company, but you'd know them if I said it. And I don't think I've been as nervous. I did a show at like 11 a.m. for them. They wanted something different, you know. So backstage, kind of sitting there, and I look there, and there's, of course there is, there's two coffins. There's something very, very creepy and scary about a coffin. Because I knew there was no one in there. But then I thought, fee fun. What if this was, the whole show was set up? Get a comedian, get him backstage. Then someone walks out of the coffin, they film it, and I die, and then they put me in the coffin. Yeah, really freaky, but they were fantastic. And in at the beginning of December, I did a show for Botox people who think Botox is a good thing, and they all had Botox. And I thought it was a very tough gig, but I think it's because they actually couldn't move their faces. Or they were just in... I mean, you just can't, can you? I've never had Botox, have you? Okay, if you have, you wouldn't be able to tell me anyway, would you? You go, yeah, that was very, very, very strange. Now, moving on. I've booked a holiday. I'm going to Gran Canaria at the end of February. Thank you so much. I'm actually going to Manchester on Tuesday. I'm going to watch my absolute beloved Huddersfield Town, where I was born. They're now in the Premier League of football, and I'm going to see them probably get horsed. I don't know if that's a term, is it? Horsed? Beaten by Liverpool. But I'm 45. I don't think they'll get ever back to the Premier League. I think we're in trouble. If we stay up, it's like one of the greatest. It's like when you were 14 and you had a bottle of Coca-Cola and you stayed up all for 3 days, you know, or you had to do some exams or something. And so, yeah, I'm going to go over there. I'm flying in for the game. Not actually landing on the pitch, but going to watch the game. All the games are sold out, and I've been very lucky to get a ticket. So if you like football and you like me, and you're thinking of football and me, just think of me on that that game. So what have we learnt? We've learnt a lot. I'm going away to get away from this cold weather. I'm going to Gran Canaria. And that should be fun. Now, I'm going to do... Hold on.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
So now, it's time for my thing where I'm supposed to have this kind of rant and get angry, but I'm not a angry kind of person. So here we go. This is it. This is a thing that's been annoying me recently. Fun! It is people that are now FaceTiming without headphones. Have you had it happen to you? They FaceTime without headphones. They just make noise. They don't give a shit, man. It's really, really bizarre. And I don't want to hear the conversation. Get some headphones, or I think... And it's very weird because you want to say, "Hey, can we? You're an adult. You're a human adult. Can you put headphones on or stop this?" But if you say that, you're the real weird one, aren't you? People are like staring at you, going, "Hey, how could you, man? How could you get involved in this?" So from now on, Or I think, I don't know what you should do. Should you start making sexual noises? Should you, you know, make the noise of a grease? Nerf, nerf, Svaria. What should you do? I don't know. It's something I want you to email or Facebook me. Just tell me what we should do. And if it's happened to you, or if it's just me. Is it just me? The man that doesn't shower just gets, you know, sitting next to the people that this happens to. That's my gripe. That's my problem. That's what the real things are being talked about. Forget what's happening around the world. The real problem with our picture is FaceTiming on public transport.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Breaking news about our picture.
Okay, so now I want to talk to you about the gigs. I'm doing some gigs. The tour is called Svaria Syndrome. If you've been in a coma for a year or so, and you've just come out of the coma, this would be weird if you were like, I don't want to talk to my family. I just want to listen to Al Pitcher's podcast, which I don't think existed. Did it exist a year ago? Hopefully it did. In a different name or a different person. I'm on tour. I'm doing a tour. It's been all over, and it's been really reviewed by critics very well. But the best thing about it is, what was that? Is people, they love it. They love it. And I love doing it. It's a personal show. But there's a lot of laughs, you know, I'm really proud of it. It runs for like 90 minutes. And I'd say, you won't be disappointed. Just come along, please. Nala. You can get your tickets at alpitcher.com. I can tell you the places I'm going to go to. And if you're waiting on a bus now, waiting like a Swede on a bus, and you're thinking, I wonder if he's coming here. Well, soon, when this loads up on my phone, I will be able to tell you. So, yeah, Vakwa, February the 3rd, Utsalt, that's sold out, I'm afraid. I'm going to, I was going to say Felfinki, but I'm going to Helsinki in Finland. Finland, more like Funland. I'm going to Finland, 9th and 10th. 9th in Helsinki. It's called Housing Force there, isn't it? 10th of February in Turku in Finland. I've just said that. I was going to Finland. Why have I said it at the end? And then Örebro, February 16th, sold out. It's sold out. These places I'm hopefully returning to, like Växjö, Stockholm, Örebro perhaps. And then 17th of February. Here's some tickets if you're in the Jönköping. Ha ha ha, bless yourself, the Jerusalem of Svaria. I am doing two shows on one day. The late show sold out. The matinee has a few tickets left. So get in quick. And then we're going to Uppsala. There's like a row left, really close to sold out, 23rd of February. 24th of February, Lund, two shows. Utsalt, hopefully returning there. Oh, I love a little bit of Lund. I love a little bit of Lund in my life. And then March the 9th, I'm going to Östersund. Do they do that out there that far? There's like one row left. Get in quick. March the 10th. Now, this is a tricky one because I've been here very recently. I'm going to Umeå on March the 10th. If you know anyone in Umeå that hasn't seen the show, we sold it out first time around. We've got some tickets left for this time. So come along. March the 10th to Umeå. 16th, back to Skåne, Ystad Theatre. Tickets available. Come along, Ystad. Wallander would want that. March the 17th. St. Patrick's Day is Malmo. Hopefully you're not getting bored by this. You haven't turned off. But what if your city is at the end of this whole thing? Yeah, March the 17th, Malmo. I think it's very close to sold out. I actually think there's only single seats, so be quick. March the 24th, Gothenburg. So you need to come to that. There are tickets left for that, March the 24th. So I want to see you there. Stockholm, 6th and 7th at Rival. Tickets are available. The January ones were sold out, but these ones are available. Then Trollhättan, April 13th. Tickets available, but really close to full. Really close. Trollywood, they call it. And then up to Sundsvall to April the 14th. Tune the Allen. That's what I've got to do when I sing that song. I've got to tune the Allen. April 14th in Sundsvall. Tickets available. 20th April, Halmstad. Tickets available. Gothenburg, April 21, tickets available. 22nd of April, Skala Theater in Karlstad, returning. It's a Sunday, and I think it's going to be quite funky. It's like at 6 o'clock, I think, that show. It's going to be great. That's getting close to sold, but you've got time to get tickets. And then April the 27th, Gävle, sold out, but I will return to Gävle. I promise. And those, folks, are my gigs.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Okay, Tuxamicket, thank you for listening. Hopefully that gig thing wasn't... It's only once a month I get to say this now, so I thought, you know, we'll have a chat and then I'll give you a bit of FaceTime problems and gripes, and then I'll talk about some gigs if you want to see me flesh. You want to see my flesh? I'd love that. Thank you so much for listening. I mean that as well. I'm not a dick. I don't know how many people listen. I put it out and I get nice feedback and people say they really enjoy it because it's just me talking to them. And hopefully you get that vibe. It's not like a normal podcast where there's like eight people trying to talk over each other, trying to outdo each other. It's basically just one lonely person watching a car not move outside his house. Hopefully you have a brilliant time this month. I'll be back in February. Come along to see a show if you heard one of your cities, or you're close to the city, or you're thinking about, let's go away for a weekend. Do it. Thank you so much. Have a brilliant day. Have a brilliant time. And don't forget, just be nice. Tack så mycket. Puss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.